We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, open-minded viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astral 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Panasonic plans to construct a green city in Japan. In animal news, a girl and rhino in Kenya become best friends. In faith news, Serbian nuns embrace icon painting as a path to God. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 16th, is the birthday of internationally renowned violist and conductor Mr. Pinchas Zukerman, born in Tel Aviv, Israel in 1948. With an acclaimed career spanning four decades, Mr. Zukerman is known for his extraordinary technique, beautiful tone, and thoughtful interpretations of works. He has toured around the globe and performed with the world's leading symphony orchestras. Mr. Zukerman is also a devoted instructor. Among his numerous accolades are two Grammy Awards and the Isaac Stern Award for Excellence in Classical Music. Our many thanks, Mr. Pinchas Zukerman, for bringing so much joy through your melodious art. We wish you a very happy birthday in the company of loved ones.
Flying news. Hundreds displaced by rains in southwestern China. As of Thursday, July 14th, more than 630 people in the southwestern province of Sichuan had been evacuated as 70 homes collapsed due to floods and mudslides. On Tuesday night, some 1,500 liquefied petroleum gas bottles, 500 of which were filled with gas, had also been swept into the Niangchi River, prompting immediate retrieval efforts by rescue workers and downstream villagers.
On Wednesday morning, officials reported that a landslide blocked the Yajiang section of National Highway 318, with rescues needed for stranded vehicles, as over 20 sections of road were also damaged by flooding. Sichuan province has been stricken by incessant downpours since the end of June, affecting over 1.5 million people and claiming at least 8 lives. However, there have fortunately been no immediate reports of casualties from the most recent precipitation and bout of flooding.
As when the torrential rains hit earlier in July, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed and to go if possible to comfort the most desperate. Conveying all her love and prayers, she also said that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, rescue personnel, and volunteers working to alleviate these disasters, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. Let us all strive to reduce such weather extremities through our gentler regard for all fellow beings on earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng phần ăn ngon bộ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đòi lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiêu tụy.
We can still save the planet. Day 557. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As people stand up for basic freedoms, human rights, and greater peace for themselves and fellow country persons, they continue to gather for change in countries and regions like Afghanistan, Chile, East Africa, Egypt, India, Jordan, Lebanon, Libya, Portugal, Syria, United Kingdom, United States, and Yemen.
India. The Central and Assam State Governments of India on Wednesday welcomed a ceasefire announced by the United Liberation Front of Assam, or ULFA, as the first in 32 years, with both governments saying that they are ready to work together with the group in proceeding toward a full peaceful resolution.
United States. Hundreds of inmates in 13 of California's prisons on Thursday, July 14th, continued a hunger strike began on July 1st, calling for an end to long-term or indefinite confinement.
Although the California government states it will not change policies for confining prisoners who have committed serious crimes while in prison, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the state to significantly lower the prison population in May 2011, stating that overcrowding creates conditions that promote violence.
United Kingdom. News programming on Friday was disrupted as journalists for the BBC staged a 24-hour strike to protest a number of compulsory layoffs, which the BBC states are due to reduced government funding.
Portugal. Thousands of people marched through Lisbon on Friday to protest recent austerity measures imposed by the government to address the nation's financial crisis, including the recent addition of a tax on year-end bonuses.
Chile. Organizers report that 80,000 teachers, students, parents and children marched in Santiago to demand more funds for public education and for deeper changes to the educational system after university students earlier in the week rejected a reform plan suggested by President Sebastián Piñera. Although the march began peacefully, clashes later erupted with police, resulting in injuries to at least 32 officers and 54 protester arrests.
Jordan. At a demonstration in Amman on Friday, organized by youth groups and attended by an estimated 2,000 protesters to demand reforms and an end to corruption, at least 16 were injured, 9 of the whom were journalists, including New York Times reporter Karim Fahim, who was witnessed as being beaten by 10 police.
Egypt. Thousands of protesters gathered on Friday in Cairo's Tahrir Square and other cities, many calling for a week-long sit-in as they refused to back down on the demands for the end of military trials of civilians and speedier trials of former regime members.
Afghanistan and United States. On Wednesday, July 13th, the first 650 U.S. soldiers departed from Afghanistan as the start of a total 10,000 scheduled by the end of this year. According to U.S. Lieutenant Commander Colette Murphy, another 600 are in the process of leaving the northeastern province of Parwan. Meanwhile, for the first time in history, a group of up to 30 Afghani women marched from Kabul University to the Afghan Human Rights Institute demanding respect and freedom from sexual harassment.
East Africa. Experts from humanitarian organizations such as the International Federation of the Red Cross, Oxfam, and Ireland-based Concern Worldwide agree that not only is a long-term solution to the dire situation of drought-imposed hunger needed for the people of countries like Somalia, but that a key component is elimination of conflict, as they call for more efforts from governments in the region, as well as continued international help in restoring peace.
Syria. In an escalating crackdown on protesters in eastern Syria, Thursday, activists and residents said that security forces shot and killed 2 demonstrators and wounded at least 5 more in Deir al-Zor.
Then on Friday, as hundreds of thousands of people protested nationwide, activists reported that at least 19 more people were killed by Syrian forces in Idlib, Homs, Daraa, and Damascus, with many more wounded in these and other cities.
Meanwhile, heavy gunfire was heard Friday amidst a 2-week-long crackdown by Syrian troops in the Jabal al-Zawiya area near the Turkish border, where 8 people are known to have been killed so far.
Yemen. A day after injuring at least 10 protesters with gunfire, Press TV reports that Yemeni government forces opened fire on a candlelight vigil Thursday in Taiz as citizens protested regular electricity blackouts. On Friday, the U.S.-based Washington Post reported that protests were held across 17 provinces as people called for a civil state, a transitional government, and the prosecution of those involved in attacks on innocent citizens. Meanwhile, as tens of thousands again rallied in Taiz, residents reported that at least 10 people were killed, including 1 child, with more than 7 wounded.
With deep sympathies for the precious lives lost, as well as for those injured or enduring hardship due to the conflicts, we pray that the strife in all nations may subside for people to choose to live in dignified freedom and peace.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
These Soviets, they are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care, die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family. Yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody he don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And you boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Collapse. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up, just to keep a war and then die for it. The children are in the prime of their life and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah, that is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemy, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemy. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. You just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Tôi phải làm chiến sĩ hòa bình, xin hòa giải. Vì nếu em chờ tôi chờ anh, chờ nhau mãi. Rồi tóc sẽ thôi xanh, tình sẽ thành ngáng trái. Bạn sẽ thành thù, núi cao biến thành sông sâu. Ngôn ngữ con người rồi bất lực. Tại sao ta phải khóc khi ta có thể cười? Tại sao bỏ niềm vui đi tìm nỗi khổ? Hãy nắm tay nhau bay qua miền giống tổ, nhìn xuống cuộc đời cười vang vang đất trời bên. Hãy ôm nhau vào lòng nói lời thánh thiện, nói lời yêu thương, dựng lại thiên đường. Ngày cũ, ngày mới vào đời nhau đó, nghe em.
Estonian cyclists freed. On Thursday, July 14th, seven Estonian nationals detained 4 months ago while on a bicycle tour in Lebanon were released in good condition, as confirmed by Lebanese officials. The families of the seven athletes sent a statement of thanks to the Lebanese people and government, as well as to the officials of other countries, whose efforts, they said, resulted in the peaceful return of their loved ones. We join in gratitude for the cooperative endeavors that brought about the safe freedom of all seven Estonian cyclists, wishing them many celebrations of life in the company of appreciative family and friends, as we pray for benevolent societies everywhere and safe passage for all.
Save our planet. European scientists find as of July 2011 that melting Arctic sea ice and warming waters have allowed a movement of species not seen for millions of years, with one effect being increasing numbers of jellyfish and other venomous organisms that have caused the closure of many UK beaches.
Save Our Planet. In a paper published in the July 15, 2011 issue of the journal Science, an international team of 24 researchers conclude that the precipitous decline of predators such as wolves, leopards, and plankton-consuming whales is having a cascading effect that in turn is causing significant imbalance throughout land, freshwater, and marine ecosystems.
Save Our Planet. A report released by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, on July 11, 2011, states that Central Asian countries receiving water from the river Amu Darya must work together in managing water and energy resources to preserve peace and security in the region.
Morning news. Following the European Union's suspended import of Egypt's fenugreek seeds based on E. coli contamination originating from animal-based fecal material, Switzerland has now also imposed a similar ban in an effort to protect citizens from the highly lethal strain of the infection.
Caring the kangaroo, here with my delightful son, baby Joey.
We're very happy about being wholesome vegans, with a tip today on avoiding secondhand smoke.
If traveling, it's a good idea to stay in a non-smoking hotel room, as cigarettes' harmful chemicals can linger in the furniture, carpet, and walls.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In sustainable energy news, Panasonic plans to construct an environmentally friendly city. The Japanese corporation will collaborate with eight other companies to build Fujisawa City in Kanagawa Prefecture. It will be located on 47-acre lot of one of its former factory sites and will have about 1,000 homes. The town will utilize already existing eco-technologies such as solar panels. The use of electric cars will also be incorporated into its design. Residents can expect to move into the city in 2014. Kudos Panasonic and other companies made this green endeavor meet with much success on a gentle and long-lasting Earth.
In animal news, a girl and rhino become best friends. 12-year-old Elizaveta Tishchenko was on vacation with her family in Kenya when she met Max, a 5-year-old orphan white rhinoceros at the 36,420-hectare Old Perdida Conservancy. On the rhino and girl's first encounter, Max let Elizaveta pat him as he ate grass. The herbivorous rhino and young girl subsequently became regular playmates. Elizaveta's father, Alexei, said of his daughter's time spent with sweet Max, "She loved it and loved her new friend. She doesn't stop talking about Max." What heartwarming news! We wish Elizaveta and Max much joy in each other's loving companionship. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Serbian nuns express their devotion to God through artistic expression. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more Mary News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brilliant news for a radiant world. In faith news, Serbian nuns embrace icon painting as a path to God. Mother Superior Yefimia of the Gradac Monastery was a renowned artist named Jasna Topolsky before entering the nunnery 20 years ago. Soon afterwards, she learned icon painting and renovated the monastery. Before long, other fine art students who strive to integrate their spiritual yearnings and artistic talents also joined the monastery. The nun's creative work, which includes decorating the walls of several churches, has been highly praised by art reviewers. Our heartfelt appreciation, Mother Yefimia and nuns at Gradac Monastery, for sharing your talent and spirituality with the world. May you continue to express the glory of the divine in your outstanding artistic expressions.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Punjabi, a language spoken in India, Pakistan and other parts of the world, entitled Building Completion.
ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਧਨਵਾਨ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵਧੀਆ ਭਵਨ ਨਿਰਮਾਤਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਜ਼ਦੂਰੀ ਤੇ ਲਾਇਆ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੀ ਮਕਬਰਾ ਉਸਾਰਨ ਲਈ। ਤਿੰਨਾ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਉਸਨੇ ਭਵਨ ਨਿਰਮਾਤਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੰਮ ਪੂਰੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹਨ, ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ? ਬਸ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਹੀ ਉਡੀਕ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ।
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Supreme Master TV has many good broadcasts. I like them. God supports you, Leon.
Spiritual Leon, we are very happy to receive your positive message. With our best loving wishes and God bless you always.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May eternal love be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Officials in Mexico announced that 67 new archaeological sites have been discovered so far this year in the southern state of Oaxaca, some dating back more than 3,000 years, with findings that include a ceremonial center, cave paintings, and glass beads.
Kilinakchi district officials in northern Sri Lanka state that over the past year they have collected some 40,000 bicycles abandoned during the civil war that have now been repaired and are being redistributed free of charge to people returning to their homes in need of transportation.
The newly elected director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, keeps up with her rigorous schedule by practicing yoga every day and refraining from all meat and alcohol.
Day-to-day operations at the call center company Quality Cube in Warsaw, Poland are running smoothly with a 75% workforce that is visually impaired, thanks to innovative technical solutions implemented by the firm to adapt to their needs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.